This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And we have reached that hour. Seriously. We are done. I'm so glad we're done with all this. Really. I'm tired of the commercials. I'm tired of all that garbage. And now we'll just get down to see who does and who doesn't. And some of you are freaking out, I know, because I'm getting texts from you. Remember, this is early results. And this is what the news does. I mean, they're calling some of these races with 4% in. 5, 22. No. We don't know how this is going to end up. More Republicans go out. More conservatives go out on election day than they do early voting. So let's not get nuts yet. 855-REAL-JOE, like I said, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, if you want to say something but you don't want to come on the air with me. I appreciate it. Now, some of you are like wigging out right now. Just breathe. Okay, so many of you are excited about the fact that Mitch McConnell, although, you know, we need him there. We need a senator there, maybe not him. But you're excited about Mitch McConnell being reelected. We need more, though. We can't lose any seats. And we have to pick up some. I mean, is that crazy? So it's great that he's won his seat again, comfortably won his seat. But we need to make sure the rest do, too. We can't lose a seat in Senate. That simple. So as the night goes on, we'll be talking about the different things that are happening. Talk about the different races that are going on and what that really means. But I really want you guys to stop wigging out about what's going on so far. Because we got a long way to go. If you've got any comments you want to make or what have you, you can always 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You know, Colorado and Virginia. Chris Wallace brought up a really good point tonight. He talked about Virginia at one point in time being solid red, and it was. It was a solid red or a solid GOP stronghold for years. And then it kind of flipped to purple, and then it became blue. So after 50 years, it's now solid blue. It's like California. Pretty much solid blue. And look at the mess that we're in. I wish you people would get away from politics for a second, or some of you anyhow, and get down to the reality. Look at what's going on here with total Democrat rule, total liberal rule here in California. Look at what's happening. Can't go to church. Right? But you can go to Governor Newsom's wine. What is it? The wine bed and breakfast that he owns? Not a problem there. Kids can't go back to... Oh, wait a minute. Newsom's kids can go back to school. That's right. His private school reopened, so his kids get to go to that school. We can't. We've got the highest gas taxes in the country. AB 5, which was carried, you know, supported, driven home by Christy Smith, who's running for Congress, a Democrat. That one there has made it so single moms are really going to have a hard time feeding their kids. For whatever reason, they're single. It really doesn't matter. But these were jobs with Uber and Lyft. And other, not just those two, but in other places where people can pick up what's referred to as gig work and be able to put clothes and food on the table. But not anymore. You have companies that actually are moving out of this area because of that alone. I know plenty of people in the entertainment industry that left because they lost their jobs. The entertainment industry, I mean, think about it. That's the industry most of you hold up in high esteem. You know, they're all about the little person, yet they have a problem with hiring somebody full-time. So a lot of those jobs are what we refer to here in the state as gig jobs. Right? They're on a project, a certain TV show. They're not full-time employees. They get paid for the gig. So this state is in serious trouble. $180 billion in debt. This was before COVID. So when they go asking the president for $200 billion to bail them out of COVID, they're lying. He's lying. Newsom is lying to you. He put the state $180 billion upside down, and then he wants the government to bail him out. Why? This is like somebody coming in to pay off your credit cards because you're upside down on them and say, okay, let me help straighten you out, and I know you got here because you can't manage money, but we're going to clean them all off and you don't have to close them. Because, you know, that's a great idea, right? So now you're looking at Virginia. Virginia, of all places. Our founding fathers are spitting in their graves so fast there's smoke coming out of them. This is the state that approved post-birth abortion. Hello, anybody home? A human being. You're able to take out a human being. This is crazy. What happened? But, you know, Chris is right. We're watching people migrate to different places, move to different places. The demographics of Virginia has changed. A lot of white young folk there. Seriously. And that changes everything. When their first thought is to go down the liberal road. Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up to break. Brad Dake is joining us from Pacific Justice Institute. We'll be right back.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might feel a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought? I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855, I'm Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Next 2 hours, we're going to be talking about next few hours, we're going to be talking about the race and how it progresses. And I want you guys, now I tell you to take a Valium or something or drink a half a gallon of wine. It's probably not the right thing to do. Just relax. Breathe. A lot of these results that are coming in there, 12%, 4%, 8%. I hate when these TV stations or the quote-unquote news sources tell us that, it looks like it's going to Biden. Well, I'm sorry, he's 12% of the voting. You don't know what's going to happen. Republicans come in late. They come in on conservative Republicans come in on voting day. Many, many, many of my friends refuse to vote early. They wanted to go on the day of the election. Let's bring on Ed from Washington. Ed, thanks for calling. Appreciate your call.
Yeah, I just reiterate what you were talking about. Look, when you to talk about every vote matters. Yep. You shouldn't worry about any results that are given out until they get to at least 60 to 70% of the actual votes that have been verified. Other than that, you're just causing yourself needless trouble and complaining. Yes. And you shouldn't be listening to any of this because it makes no difference until we get to a better margin.
I'm with you. And, you know, some of these margins that are coming in or some of these vote numbers that are coming in, you know, they're coming in from, you know, inner city areas or city areas. We need to see the votes coming in from the suburbs. Those are the ones that are going to be a big deal. Those are the ones that went for Donald Trump last time around, aren't they?
Yeah, and that's fine, but that's history. But you're still concerned with the vote because yep. every vote does matter. Yep. But until that comes in, I can't give you a better... If you're waiting for a dozen people to go in the door and not knowing if they're going to come in, and you got one person come in, so you say, oh, they're all going to come in. I mean, this analogy makes no sense.
Nope.
You have to have protocols that tell you if you're projecting any kind of an assignment, you have to wait at least until about 60% or more of confirmed vote. Then you yep. can start maybe projecting. But other than that, go have a cup of coffee. Go out in the back patio. Have
run around the house five or six times. Burn off some of that energy.
Yeah, you know,
take it easy.
Or maybe go out to a nice dinner. Oh, if you're allowed.
No, can't do that in California. Yeah, no. You can go out to the backyard by yourself. That's it. Ed, thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
And really, seriously, people, it's not gonna help you to sit there and start chewing on your fingernails because then you get down to your fingers and it's getting really messy. Brad Dinkins joins me. He's founder of the Pacific Justice Institute, great organization that helps protect your rights across this country. Brad, thanks for being with me. And how many fingernails have you lost tonight biting them off so far?
Yeah, I know. I've been watching and. Pretty encouraged, though, by some of these numbers that have just recently been coming in. I just noticed Wisconsin, and he said not to do this, but I'm going to do it anyway. it's just, you know, 4%
can't help
in
yourself.
It's crossed ahead by, you know, 8%. You know, it's about 110,000 votes. But who knows where those are coming from. And then some of the Senate races, I'm watching, and as far as Michigan and the presidential race is looking, you know, if it's preliminary, it's like 10 or 15% in, but it looks, you know, strong for Trump even with that. And then the Senate race, what people want to be watching, I think, I'd encourage them to watch are the Senate races in Michigan, and also in Minnesota. But Michigan, 10% of the votes in. And he's ahead by almost 20%, the Republican James is, over Peters.
Right.
And that is one that we were looking at it possibly being an upset and looking at. So we'll see how it all pans out at the end of the day. But I'm, I don't know. It'll be interesting.
Optimistic. I mean, look.
Yes. I'm cautiously optimistic. And then you have some states like Kansas. It looks like, you know, oh, no, Trump's going to lose. Well, it's already been called, it's already been called for Trump, even though because the votes that are coming in, I mean, they know where the votes came from and where they've yet to come in.
That's the other thing people need to know. First of all, let's be honest about it. You don't know till you know. You don't know till actually in and counted, number one. And, you know,
right.
a lot of the votes that come in from the military and other places, they don't count till later on in the evening anyhow. What you're getting,
right.
even when the polls close, what you're getting is the first pass of absentee/mail-ins. You're not necessarily getting the bulk of what was voted on at the polls because you know as well as I do, here in California, the polls close at 8. And you and I have been doing this for a long time. You see the first pass about 8:20. All right, it's when you start to get the first amount of numbers. And everybody gets all excited. Then you see them again at about 9:15. And again a little bit after 10. And then you don't see them again until about 2 o'clock in the morning. So
right.
Right?
And
I mean, think about it.
Yeah, exactly. And in 2016, things got better and better as time progressed for Trump. Partly because I think, like the mail-in ballots in particular this time around, are predominantly more Democrat versus those who vote in person, and those votes are ballots are so often tabulated later. So it's going to be an interesting race, looking at how it's moving forward. And but I think Texas will it's narrowing up, and I think those are some good races. Georgia, by the way, looks now pretty solid for Trump. They haven't called it yet.
Right.
And then another one, it's worth noting is Florida. Looking at the numbers and where the votes are coming in, it looks like Trump's got Florida. So people say that's too early. Well, there's only 9% left, and he's more than 2% ahead. So Trump would have to suddenly have a major disproportional margin.
Yep.
And the votes that are coming in are coming in from the peninsula, which is predominantly Republican.
Well, go back to Texas for a second, though, because you got a
sure.
Virtually a dead heat there, 49-49, and with 60% of the vote in. So, you have to remind people that I'm going to go back to what I said earlier, which is a lot of these votes that first come in, that first tabulated, are the ones that are tabulated from the cities, the major cities, which tend to be white.
Right.
They tend to be left-leaning. So when you start getting stuff in from the suburbs and the rural areas, I think you're going to see major changes in some of these states. Major changes in some of the states have already called, frankly, because to me they're pretty darn close.
Oh, yeah, and we've seen that happen. I have seen that happen before where they've called a state, and then the night progresses, and then they go, we made a mistake here. We got to change that call.
All right, we're going for a quick break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Brad Dacus is going nowhere. I want to get some ideas from him as to what happens when some of these votes, some of these things are challenged. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Polls are now closed in at least half of the United States, with President Trump earning electoral votes in Kentucky, West Virginia, Indiana, Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee, Missouri, and Oklahoma. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden earning electoral votes in Vermont, Virginia, the District of Columbia, New Jersey, Maryland, Maine, Illinois, and Delaware. In a Senate race many people are keeping their eye on, Mitch McConnell is the winner of the race in Kentucky. The majority leader was able to beat back a challenge from Democratic candidate Amy McGrath. The Democrats spending over $70 million in that race. This election is on track to have the highest voter turnout in more than a century. At least 101 million people have had their voices heard going into today. More news online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. If you want to be alerted to the show, you can always text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Let me bring him on. I always enjoy my time with him. Brad Dacus joins me, as he does every week, and I appreciate your time with me, Brad. And before we get lost in the conversation, tell people what PJI is and how they can help, and how they can help you.
Oh, certainly. We at Pacific Justice are a nonprofit legal organization, and these fights you see taking place in the legislature for our freedoms and liberties, well, we take on those fights in the courts. We have more offices across the country, as you know, Joe, than any other legal organization in the country, bar none. We do all our work without charge, and we work really hard to make sure that everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road when it comes to religious freedom, parents' rights, or the sanctity of human life. If people want to keep up with our cases, irrespective of how this election is going to turn out, we're going to be very busy. I encourage them to go to our website and take a look, and it's pji.org, P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute.org. They can sign up to get our Legal Insider newsletter, and also can donate and support our organization with a tax-deductible contribution.
Yeah, but you know what? You said regardless of how this turns out, here's my problem with this. You know as well as I do, if Biden gets elected and Herr Harris, is in charge for all intents and purposes, you're going to be working 24/7, actually probably 32/7, to keep our legal right, because you know what they're going to do when it comes to our church rights, our freedom of religion, freedom of speech, and those kind of things. You talk about education. Think about what they've already shoved down our throats in states run by Democrats. And now you're going to turn around here in California. They've not allowing charter schools to open up anymore, not allowing charter schools to add people. This is going to be, well, first of all, you're going to be real busy, but it's a nightmare for the average person, wouldn't it be?
Oh, yes. It definitely is, especially, as states feel empowered to give parents less choice and push outrageous, controversial curriculum. It can be very, very problematic. And we at Pacific Justice, we go into court not just to defend religious freedom, we defend the rights of parents. when it comes to different things that are violating their rights, including outrageous liberal school districts doing hideous things. And we're defending the rights of parents to homeschool and start church homeschool consortiums and all kinds of things to empower parents and families in this very tumultuous world that we live in.
Yeah, it's just, again, it's just amazing to me. You look at what's going on. Somebody had made the comment, and I haven't really thought about it that way, but we can't go to church because we might infect a person next to us or 6 feet away from us or whatever, yet we can fly on airliners. I'm not a well-educated person. Can you help me with that?
Yeah.
Seriously, I don't get this.
Yeah.
But wouldn't this be, and you're the attorney here, obviously, but wouldn't this be great? I mean, if you get in front of a judge, for all intents and purposes, you get in front of a judge, you go, look, you're on, we can fly on planes. We could sit 3.5 feet away from each other on a plane, 200 at a clip, well, some planes, 400, 500, 600, and somehow being in church is wrong. So couldn't you put up the argument that we have to stop flights as well?
Well, you're right. It's very nonsensical and illogical. When you just look at the facts and... I can assure you we at Pacific Justice Institute have definitely noticed that. We have a number of cases in litigation in a number of states across the country. And for us, it's making sure that no injustice goes unchallenged. I'm optimistic at the end of the day with Amy Coney Barrett being appointed to the Supreme Court that we're going to have the 5 votes at the end of the day. To right the wrongs that we've all been witnessing and experiencing. But it's going to take some hard work. It's going to take some time.
Yep.
And perseverance. And we're preparing those cases and we're filing them. And I just encourage people to keep up with those cases as we move forward. But it is outrageous and it's definitely illogical.
Well, you heard Pelosi. You know, they're going to impeach her because she was illegitimate. She was illegitimately, confirmed. And I'm going, I am not a scholar of the Constitution yet, but I'm confused. I thought she was nominated properly and the Senate confirmed and she took her seat. Did I miss something?
Yeah. I think she was good to pay off all the bribes and promises that she let out. I think she's good for. No, I don't know. She is someone who definitely needs to be replaced, no matter what your political persuasion is. I think she is. I don't know if it's because of her age or what, but I think she is definitely losing the ability to think and behave non-reactionary. When she tears up the president's speech. You know, at the time, the night that the nation comes together, when the president's giving the State of the Union address, and she's right behind him, and she's tearing it up. She knows better. She's a politician. You know, President Trump is not a politician. He doesn't act like a politician. He doesn't pretend to act like a politician. But Pelosi, Speaker of the House, that's supposed to be a politician that at least knows protocol and should follow protocol, and when they don't, it's much worse than someone who doesn't have that kind of training and background and just simply is doing something out of ignorance. I think she needs to definitely be replaced.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I mean, I'm on board with you. I think not only does she, there's a lot that need to go. Maxine Waters, Pelosi, Sheila Jackson Lee. I mean, I don't. These people have. I'm going to say it nicely. They have served their purpose. It's time to move on. You know, go with your grandchildren. Enjoy your golden years or platinum years, whatever they're calling them nowadays. It's just craziness. So, all right. I don't even know where to go with this. I'm looking at these numbers coming.
I can give a brief update if people want it. As far as on the election, it looks like now that Texas is now safely has shifted into the Trump category. There's still a lot of votes to come in, but those are going to be rural votes,
suburban
areas,
yep.
And Trump's very strong. So I think he's over the hurdle now for Texas with reasonable degree of confidence. I would say that. And that with Florida puts him in a strong position, moving forward. And there's you've got the and he's got a good position right now in Michigan. Wisconsin, more than 10% of the votes in. He's got a good-sized margin starting off in Wisconsin. North Carolina is the only one it seems like it's a bit of a disappointment right now, and it's really close. It's like 1.5 points.
First of all, right now, to your point, you're right. Give it time again. But, you know, you see it in a lot of these states. Look at, why is Texas in play? Why is Georgia in play? Do you know what I'm saying to you? I'm sitting here scratching my head thinking, are we bad? Are we bad at giving the message out? Are we seeing an influx? You know, it's really funny, and again, my Democrat friends think I'm tearing on them, and I am to a degree. Why do you move from California, and then you go to these other states, and you vote in the same lunatics that built the place you ran away from? I mean, you got to have some kind of mental deficiency to do that. Personal opinion.
You're right. you're totally right. And that's a concern that red states have is that they may not stay red because people are moving there because they like the low taxes and the freedom and the liberty, but they're voting for candidates that are going to just undo everything that they're enjoying. So, and that's a real problem. But Texas, part of Texas is the change in demographics. Latino population has come in. It's they've increased in terms of both procreation proportionally as well as in terms of immigration, and getting that message out that they're actually very conservative, very socially very conservative, very moral, and it's just getting out that message that the Republicans need to give to them as to why they're should vote for their party, which is more socially conservative. But that's a lot of that's messaging, and you're absolutely right. That needs to be concentrated on and worked on better in states like Texas.
Yeah, we've got to learn how to get the vote out. Okay, so back to the Supreme Court here. You know that both of these teams are ready. Well, there's that music, but they're ready to pounce. They're ready to jump on these challenges. Let's talk a little bit about that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host.
Sure.
You listen to Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. You don't want to miss it. Heat up your coffee and come on back.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. Listen to the Real Title, GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, let me just bring Mike back on because I'm having a good time with him. And look, we've got so much. First that we need to be thankful for. But second, guys, you know what? It's not over yet. Anyway, Brad Dinkins joins me from founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Always a pleasure to have him here. And Brad, you know, we were talking about North Carolina during the break, but it's just closed up quite a bit. It's like 49-49 for the president, you know, 49.2 for the president, 49.6 for Joey B, where he had a bit of a lead. Now, not so much. That's good.
Yeah, it is. It is closed up considerably.
Mm-hmm.
And, and then we're looking, generally speaking, not always, but generally speaking, it's more likely than not that the votes later to come in are going to be more rural votes, and those are generally Republican, more conservative Republican votes versus the urban, the inner city. So, Trump may pull off North Carolina. I'm just, and he's ahead now in Ohio. I'm just impressed, particularly, he's ahead in Texas. I'm particularly impressed with Michigan and Wisconsin. Looks like he's holding his own in Wisconsin. You know, it's so far, and then also in Michigan. So we'll see. It's 29% reported in the vote is in Wisconsin, and he's got about 3%, 3.5%, margin, and then and in Michigan, last I checked, he was ahead of Michigan as well. And I'm really excited also about that Senate race moving forward. He's got a real decisive lead. He's got 21% reporting, but we're looking at a 13%, about a 13% spread there, so difference. So that's a strong as well. And if he wins Michigan, Wisconsin, that's enough to compensate and make up for a North Carolina loss and then some.
Well, he's going to hit. You know, he's going to get California. There's no way around that. I had a friend of mine say to me, California's in play. And I said, No.
you can't
smoke enough weed to make California in play. It's not going to happen. So,
that's what I was going to say. You beat me to that line. But anyway, you're right. That's exactly right.
He's going to take Hawaii. I don't know about Alaska. I don't know which way that'll break as well. But anyway, it's just why. So let's talk about, contested votes, because you're going to have them. You're going to have, again, here in California, we have almost 3 million more registered voters than votes cast that we have registered voters. It happens on the average every time. The L.A. County voter registrar was ordered by the court to clean up 1.5 million votes, and he has not done so as of yet, which I don't know why they don't drag these guys out, kicking and screaming, and put them in jail. I just don't get it. So what is the process by which, how do you slow this thing down? What is the process by which you get in front of the Supreme Court quickly to make, because, you and I have talked about this before, and there's a process by which you have to go through. Well, when it comes to this kind of election, this kind of importance, you can get them to move pretty quick, can you not?
Oh, you're absolutely right. And it's not easy, but circumstances like this, they will expedite. We saw that happen with the Bush-Gore election, and emergency, TRO. It's basically a temporary restraining order or emergency writ, where you're just going right up to the court, and the court, quickly, looks at what needs to be reviewed, and because so many things are time is of the essence when it comes to elections. There's deadlines and things that have to be met, so they do give it definite attention. My concern, though, Joe, is that there's so much fraud taking place in the United States, and particularly in states that we know indisputably is happening overwhelmingly in California. We've seen in stories in Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. Illinois, a number of places across the country, but generally states that are dominated by the Democrats. That seems to be where fraud is increases the most, and that's why the Electoral College is so critical that we maintain it, because each state has like a firewall preventing the fraud from, and voter fraud from corrupting the rest of the batch, so to speak.
Right.
And that's why it's so important we maintain the Electoral College. And that's one reason why the far left and the liberals want to get rid of it, because then they just have to stuff the ballot box in just one city. And if it's popular vote, boom, they can take any election at any time. And, of course, we see now what a real threat that is because of the massive fraud that's taking place as we speak right now.
Well, and again, when you look at what's going on, if Joe B. gets elected, we're going to talk about, packing the Supreme Court. They're going to do away with the filibuster. You will probably go people will realize it's not as simple as Congress passing a law that says we're going to popular vote, that's it. This has to be a constitutional amendment done to this, does it not?
Right.
Yeah. So
With regard to packing the court, they can pack the court. They can just vote, and they can do that. They don't need a constitutional amendment to change, because the Constitution leaves it up to the Senate. That's the problem. So, but I do believe an amendment would be a good thing to prevent this kind of abuse of discretion by the Senate. Make it, say it's 9, that's what it is, put it in the Constitution, so we can maintain the sovereignty and integrity of the judicial branch. That's very important. But I hope the American people will, after this election, will come to their senses and realize we need such an amendment to the Constitution.
You're such an optimist. I mean, look, I joke and I always say, Everybody says, well, we got to trust the American people. Right, because they voted in Obama twice, no problem. But when you talk about the, you've got, what is 70-some-odd% of the Americans don't really understand the Electoral College, don't understand what it does or how it works. And what they don't realize is the Electoral College actually gives each state an equal voice. Look at, here's a perfect example. Why does California get 55 electoral votes when, you know, what does Maine get? Two, three, four, whatever it is? I mean, Alaska gets three. New Mexico, a large state, gets five. Wyoming gets three. So, you know, my point is, truly to give everybody equality across the board is what the Electoral College does. You agree?
Yeah, it's intended to make sure that smaller states with lower population, you know, have a voice that will be heard. It's not just the total number of congressional districts in a state. It's also the senators. So small states have two senators. They all have two senators. So it gives a little bit of a buffer for smaller states. And it makes sure that you don't just have the candidates campaigning on the West Coast and the East Coast and leaving the rest of America behind. So I do think it is important to make sure that everyone's voice is heard and that no one is left out in the rain. And that's the Electoral College really works for that purpose, as well as maintaining integrity and firewalls against fraud by those states that are beholden to fraud. And unfortunately, those are generally blue states with blue governors and corruption accordingly.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, people talk about it, you know, constitutional convention, and I got to tell you something. When our founding fathers were putting all this together, even though there was, you know, a lot of people that were, you know, fighting and really going after each other, we had just come out of the revolution. People were Americans. People understood what it took to keep this country together. People were willing to fight and lose their lives over it. I don't believe that's the case anymore. I may be a downer here, but, you know, most people are in it for their party. I don't know how for years, for decades, we've handed people money. We've made it easy for them to survive in this country. And now you've got people, your Republicans mostly, that are saying, look, you may lose. You may lose your welfare check or whatever, your help check or what have you to a degree. Who's going to vote for that? You know?
Yeah. I mean, people are dependent on government for their own personal financial interests and needs. They're no longer voting for focusing on what's the best for the nation as a whole. And that's one problem with expansion of government and benefit programs and welfare programs. It creates an electorate that is not voting for the whole, but voting for their own self-interest. And that's unfortunate. It's not good for a healthy country.
Yep.
Moving forward.
No, you are correct. So you've got about a minute and a half here. Again, Pacific Justice, tell us about a case that you may have working and give people an idea of what you do and why it's so important.
Well, right now we're defending a pastor being criminally prosecuted because he had a church service. It's a small African-American church, actually, in California, and he's being criminally prosecuted. They wore masks. They had safe distancing. This is just one of many examples of the kind of tyranny that I never thought we'd be facing in my lifetime. But we're taking on all of these kinds of cases, and we're doing it boldly, and by God's grace, we're going to continue to have success, especially with the change in the courts, thanks to President Donald Trump.
Well, but we need Joey B., or we need the Senate to be the block, or this could be a problem.
Yes,
right?
And that's what we have. If we win on one of the two, we can hold things back from tyranny taking over our courts and just all the things that have been discussed. It could be the dark winter that Biden has talked about, very self-fulfilling. If he's elected and they get control of the Senate, it could be very dark, and the stock market will reveal it. In the near future, if they take the Senate and the presidency.
Yep. Agreed. Brad Dacus, thanks for joining me. I always appreciate your time with me, man. And again, when you get off the phone, do a little praying here. We need to make sure this can't be a squeak by. This has to be a solid win. Anyhow, appreciate your time with me.
Thank you.
Yep. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We got so much coming up in the next hour. We're going to be doing updates to this. We got a few people coming on to discuss the race. We'll be back in a few minutes.